This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the Group of Seven Nations are gathered in southeastern France for the G7 summit, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he'll push U.S. President Donald Trump to de-escalate the American trade war with China. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
The captain of an Iranian oil tanker being pursued by U.S. ships says it is now headed for Turkey amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a related story, British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said Britain is sending another warship to the Gulf to defend the freedom of navigation. The Navy said the HMS Duncan and the HMS Kent, a Type 45 frigate, are both headed for the Gulf. This is VOA News. Police in Hong Kong used tear gas against demonstrators Saturday to disperse a crowd outside a police station at the start of a third month of massive protests. Thousands of demonstrators, many in hard hats and gas masks, charged the police station in the industrial Kwantung area on Saturday. Some of the protesters launched stones and water bottles at police, who responded with tear gas and baton charges. Protesters also cut down a smart lamppost because they feared it was being used for surveillance by Chinese authorities. Hong Kong's government said the lamppost only collects data on traffic, weather, and air quality. Saturday's demonstration was the latest in a weeks-long movement that began with calls to stop an extradition bill, which has since been scrapped, and has expanded to include demands for full democracy in Hong Kong. Syrian state media report that government forces now control all of northern Hama province for the first time since 2012, and that they have encircled a Turkish military monitoring post in the town of Morek. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Amateur video showed Syrian army forces encircling a Turkish military monitoring position in the northern Hama town of Morek. Syrian forces did not, however, attack the Turkish position. Turkish media reported that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will protest the Syrian government advance to Russian President Vladimir Putin when he visits Moscow on Tuesday. Erdogan claims that Damascus has not respected the de-escalation agreement signed in the Russian resort town of Sochi last year. The Syrian government insists that Turkey had agreed to stop supporting what it considers terrorist groups in the Idlib and Hama provinces and to allow the reopening of the strategic main highway linking Syria's two largest cities, Damascus and Aleppo. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft, that is, failed to dock with the International Space Station on Saturday. NASA said that the docking system of the Soyuz failed to properly lock onto its target on the ISS. The craft is carrying a humanoid robot scheduled to conduct a mission on the station with the cosmonauts who were there. The Soyuz will attempt another docking on Monday. And India's former finance minister, Arun Jaitley, died Saturday in a New Delhi hospital just months after stepping away from the job because of deteriorating health. A close associate of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the 66-year-old Jaitley was credited with steering landmark economic reform that helped create a single market in India for the first time since its independence. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA. O-A-1. All the hits and more. The